For America's kids, it's safe to say at this point that summer is over and school is back in session. For many of them, that means a lot more time sitting at a desk and a lot less time running around outside. Well, not necessarily.
Right over to the baseball diamond. We're going to do sports glory. You guys know how to do this. They're going to call out a sport.
I stopped by the Academy Avenue School in Weymouth, Massachusetts, just outside Boston on a recent morning before the start of the school day, and found dozens of kids and some parents gathered in the schoolyard.
Get those feet going.
They're here for a program that exists in about 1,000 schools in 44 states and 4 countries. It's like PE, but it's staffed by volunteers, parents, although it's more fun and games than your standard PE class. It's called Box, and the point, says founder Kathleen Tully, is to get kids moving. It all started with her kids' school back in 2009.
So we sent out an email to all of the parents and said, if you want to drop your kids off an hour before school, Tuesday and Friday mornings, evidence shows they'll be happier, more confident, more focused. We had 80 kids sign up in 2 weeks.
Wow.
So we captured it that because at the time we had no idea really what we were doing. So within a couple of weeks, we were having parents and teachers email us about what a positive difference they were seeing in their kids and how kids were so excited to get to school. Kids were sitting, you know, more attentive in class. They were happier. There was less issues in class. And so all of a sudden, what I call word of mom started to spread.
Word of moms. So it's like word of mouth, but moms.
Correct. Because other communities were reaching out to me saying, hey, I heard you have this awesome program. Can I have a copy of your curriculum? And I had no curriculum. I just was running around and playing with these kids. But that's when I had the aha moment that maybe here we are where we need to actually create a movement and build a resource where parents and teachers can bring more opportunities for physical activity to kids. Because we know that schools are under so much stress and budget constraints and time constraints and teaching to the test that they're not going to be able to do it. So why don't we as parents take it on as our responsibility to offer more options for physical activities?
This is happening at the same time that Michelle Obama is talking a lot about let's move and healthier nutrition in schools. And she's facing a lot of pushback now from people who think she's going too far. What is the difference between what you're doing and what she's doing? And have you faced pushback from parents?
We don't face pushback from parents, per se. We face pushbacks from administrators because they immediately think it's another thing for them to do until we convince them and make them realize that it's not something else for them to do. It actually helps them. We, the Box team, works a lot with Let's Move and Let's Move Active Schools. And Let's Move, Michelle Obama has done a phenomenal job of bringing awareness to this issue because it is a true epidemic. And I think that, you know, the lack of physical activity is not just an obesity issue, it's an academic issue, it's a mental health issue. And I think that Michelle Obama is critical in bringing this awareness to the public. And then Let's Move Active Schools provides us a wonderful framework for schools that don't have a framework to institute. And Box is just a program that they can run during school, before school, or whatever, however they need to modify it.
Tully took the idea to the athletic gear company Reebok, and they loved it, brought her in-house, and named it Box, which officially stands for Build Our Kids Success, but happens to mirror the last few letters of the word Reebok. At the Academy Avenue School in Weymouth, Melinda Fulton and a group of other parents run Box 3 days a week, one for the entire school, all 365 kids, and 2 mornings before school for a smaller group.
And what do you think it is about this program that convinces the parents of those 60 kids that it's worth getting up earlier, getting the kids out of the house earlier, and bringing them here so they can do physical activity?
I got to tell you, the parents of our school absolutely love Box. They cannot get enough of it. They see the change in their kids. They see their kids getting excited about moving. They see their kids more focused at school. They love that their kids are meeting friends and doing physical activity. So they think it's well worth it.
And here are a couple of kids running by us on their way. Very excited, it looks like.
Yes, they are. Those are our kindergarten friends. They love it.
What kinds of things are they doing when they come in?
They are, to begin, they're warming up. We just do simple warm-ups. Then we do a lot of relay races. We found our kids love doing relays. We do cup alphabet, where the kids run down and grab a cup, and the cups have an alphabet letter on it, and then their team has to put in alphabetical order quickly, or they're doing some games. And then they learn different skill of the week, like they learned how to do a plank right, how to do a squat right. And so they're just learning through games about nutrition and learning how to keep their bodies in shape.
Well, and at a time when you hear a lot about childhood obesity, these kids look pretty fit.
They are. We actually do a metrics run with them. It's as can't see it, but we're in the field. They have to do 2 laps around the field, and we measure them 2 times during their 12-week session. And on an average, the children will shave 20 seconds off their time just from doing 12 weeks a box. So they do, it gets their cardiovascular up, and they just don't stop moving once they start.
The school's principal, Dr. Jennifer Curtis Whipple, is a fan as well, and not just for the physical benefits.
There's definitely more excitement around physical activity. They see the fun that they can have while doing something that's active and adding a fitness component to their day. We definitely see a difference when they come into school. They're ready to sit down and learn. They seem a little bit more engaged at times. And also, when we do it during the day, the entire school does it. And I see them, they're all excited about Wednesday box day. And they know that they come in ready with their sneakers on and ready to run around and have fun. They don't understand necessarily the brain-based connection behind it, but there is part of the program and the curriculum called Box Bits, and they're learning all about nutrition and health and wellness. And I see that being carried out during the day where the kids are actually checking out each other's snacks, seeing if it's a healthy snack, and making comments about whatever juice they might bring in or whatever sports drink they might bring in, that it has so many packets of sugar in there, and the best choice would be water. So I definitely see it carrying over in multiple facets in the building.
But when you say engagement, you're saying that they're more engaged because they spend, let's say, 15 minutes in the morning with hula hoops and bouncy balls.
Absolutely. That whole mind-body connection. And sometimes it actually settles their body a bit more. So some of our kids who have some sort of maybe have a difficult time attending as well as some of the other kids, we see them settling a bit more and definitely engaged in the academics.
And this all comes at a time, and this program has been very successful around the country, but this comes at a time when physical education generally is being cut back at schools.
Yeah, unfortunately, it is. And what we do see is our children get 30 minutes of physical education with a certified physical educator every week. And the teachers also do incorporate usually one extra, what they call it, extra gym time. But this, what we're doing with Box, is on top of that. And I think it's so important to create these habits now while they're young, so as they grow up, they become healthy adults.
Box is now in the midst of a multi-year study with the National Institute on Out-of-School Time looking at the impact of exercise on kids' social, physical, and academic outcomes. Preliminary findings from that study back up what Jennifer Curtis Whipple sees, that there is a clear positive link between kids exercising more and doing better in school. And so far, in this group at least, the kids seem to like it. Here's 8-year-old Julia Preble, who's been doing this for 2 years.
I like it a lot.
Why?
Because you get to move around and you get to try out different games that you've never played before.
And do you think that you are more focused on your schoolwork for the rest of the day after you do something like this in the morning?
Yes.
Why?
Because it gets your brain moving a lot, and you can, like, concentrate on your work in school.
By the way, Kathleen Tully got the idea for Box after reading the book Spark, The Revolutionary New Science of Exercise and the Brain by Dr. John Rady, who we spoke to on this show about the value of taking walks for all of us, not just kids. You can hear that interview and find out more about Box at our website, hereandnow.org. It was a fun day there, and I...
Did you feel better?
I wish I had been able to do that when I was a kid. That
right.
would have been a lot of fun. Right. Here Now is a production of NPR and WBUR Boston in association with the BBC World Service. I'm Jeremy Hobson.
You can still do it. I'm Robin Young. This is Here Now.